Michael Gillison, Executive Editor of Migalias International, and I welcome you to this week's edition of our podcast, which takes you behind the scenes of our editorial desk. Squaring off on legal news and legal observation, we feature today the Migalias International 500 and a controversial divorce ad in Chicago. We started Migalias International in August of 2003, and this week we celebrate our 500th edition of the newsletter. We have been writing on the legal and business news with a view of Brazil. Migalias International is quite different from the Portuguese edition of Migalias. I'd say that the scope and the coverage of both publications is very distinct. For our international audience, we need to not only report the facts or the newsworthy bit, but also we must give some information on the background or the significance of the reported Migalia. On the other hand, Migalias can play with the familiarity of the subject and add humor to the delivery, which is a feature that is much appreciated by their readers. We have included some celebrated columns in Migalias International. The first one is Gramadigalias, which is an educational column on important legal subjects or lawyering skills. In particular, the differences between common law and civil law, economics approach of the business law, or critical thinking skills have received a warm welcome. We regularly receive requests for indexes and digests for our articles. Some firms even distribute our articles to their partners and associates. Schools use them frequently in their programs. Law firm marketing is the second best feature of Migalias International. It covers the marketing and communications aspect of running a law firm. These subjects are very prevalent these days as the legal business is evolving in more international spheres, and firms face national and international competition. We try to provide tactical as well as strategic advice to our readers. Recently, we have added a column in Spanish, which we call Historia Verdadera, in honor of the first narrative from South America by Bernal Diaz. The Latin American legal market is a natural expansion for Migalias, and we now have readers from all over Latin America who want to become proactive and have expressed clear intentions to become sponsor of Migalias. But stay tuned, as Migalias will soon announce new development in this area. I would like to take this opportunity to personally thank you for being a reader of Migalias International. There are over 50,000 of you who enjoy receiving our newsletter 3 times a week. Our website, which we redid recently, attracts numerous readers every day. We thank you all. We enjoy writing Migalias International for you. Let us know how we can improve it and serve you better. Last month, in a section of the Chicago nightclub district, sometimes called the Viagra Triangle, a huge billboard rose up with photographs of a sexy, scantily clad woman on one side and a buff, bare-chested man on the other. The text between the photos proclaimed, "Life is short, get a divorce." The ad, sponsored by a Chicago all-female divorce law firm, Fetman, Garland & Associates, was meant to remind unhappy, restless or bored spouses that they have other options, some quite attractive. The message is, if you are unhappy, do something about it, Fetman said. It's really no different than a motivational book that says, live the best life you can. Be happy. She hoped it would generate a little buzz. Since then, the phones at her law firm have scarcely stopped ringing. The billboard had been up a week before it was ordered removed. It was not the content of the ad, because the ad company hired by Fetman had violated a Chicago cardinal rule. It had not gone through the proper channel at the city hall to get a permit. But the law firm calls the ad cutting edge, and it's making no apologies for it. Lawyers there say the ad isn't for everyone, but instead targets couples looking for a way out of a bad marital situation. The law firm is promising more similar ads, including another in the same Gold Coast neighborhood, known for its deep-pocketed resident, nightlife, and glitzy cars. It seems to me that life is far too short for scarce and underutilized lawyer discipline resources to be used to shore up the profession's image. Here are some quick thoughts. Number one, it is the self-important, self-appointed role of dignity police that makes the profession look bad in the public's eyes. Americans don't like hypocrisy or putting on airs. They also really dislike having their intelligence underestimated. Number two, Americans have the right to a divorce, and lawyers have the right to remind the public of the availability of the law and their services. If we are going to start telling lawyers they may not promote the use of certain legal rights that are deemed antisocial, I've got a few other places to start. Number three, a profession that gives you the next lawyer's name on the list when you call a lawyer's referral service has no place telling lawyers in good standing with the bar what factors are deemed relevant in a client's selection of a lawyer. And number four, the public can't tell much at all about the quality of a law firm from its ad, nor from an interview at the firm. But it can at least learn a bit about the law firm's style and attitude from the ads it chooses to run. Some people will be attracted by the Fetman ad and others repulsed. That's a lot more info than we get by pictures of Lady Liberty and the scales of justice in stock lawyer ads. Life is indeed too short. The dignity police need to get a life. If they truly care about the profession's image, not to mention the interest of their clients, they should concentrate on their own competence, diligence, service, commitment, and integrity. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. We hope you will join us again next time. In the meantime, please visit us at migalias.com.